Tomorrow is the day. The day of your final trial. The culmination of 5 years of studies in this godforsaken place where your fellow students are nearly as murderous as the instructors. The trial that will decide if you will become a master or a slave. You're lost in thought when your roommate walks in.
Oh, here you are. I was wondering why you didn't show up for dinner. Oh, figures I'd find you with your nose in your spellbook again. The kitchen's closed already, but here, I brought you a snack. Don't mention it. Gods, you won't believe what happened to me just now. Jacob, you know, the scrawny kid, he came to sit with me for dinner. And that little shit poisoned my water. I nearly didn't catch it. I wouldn't have if he hadn't become so nervous all of a sudden. The bastard even used magic in the middle of the dining hall. I complained to the instructor, of course, and do you know what she said? She said it was fine because he hadn't cast a spell on me, but on my food. Oh, I hate this place so much. Big mystery what happened to all the students who mysteriously fell ill too. We're the only two left, you know. Roommates, I mean. Everyone else got rid of theirs, one way or another. I can hardly believe it. More than half of everyone who made it to the final year forced to drop out. They will have become servants by now. Oh, I'm really glad you never tried anything on me. I'm glad that I can trust at least one person in this entire rotten school. I thank you for being a friend. Oh, gods, I'm babbling. I'm so nervous for tomorrow. Seriously, you are nervous? Oh, come on. You'll do fine. You can cast fireballs and God knows what else you've been keeping a secret. Just blow up whatever gets in your way. All I'm good for is illusion magic. What the hell am I going to do? Make myself invisible and watch the others fight and walk away with the fire drake eggs? Oh, I probably wouldn't even manage to pull that off. I've seen you practice. And you're the strongest students here. If you don't make it, nobody will. I really don't see what you have to be worried about. Unless... Don't tell me you're still having trouble casting under pressure. Oh, don't look so shocked. Of course I've noticed. I know you pretty well. I'm not going to blab. I just thought you would have got better at it by now. Well, you won't be the only one struggling with that. It isn't easy to keep calm and focused enough to cast a spell when a 3-ton fire drake is charging at you. But yeah, I see why you're worried. Honestly though, I've never really had a problem with it. Keeping calm under pressure, I mean. I kind of use a meditation technique when I need to cast spells. Even when the world goes crazy around me, I barely even notice. I just wish I could cast something that's actually useful against a fire drake. You know, I could teach it to you, if you'd like. It's fine, I might as well. There's no point in both of us ending up as servants. It isn't difficult, and you'll get the hang of it in no time. Do you want me to teach you? Okay, all right, let me just grab a chair and put it across from you. I've got to keep my eyes on you, just to make sure you're doing it right. Ready? All right. Relax, sit back, and close your eyes. Just listen to my voice and follow my instructions. Start by taking some deep breaths together with me. Breathe in and out. Very good. In and out. One more time. In and out. Focus on my voice. Don't let your thoughts wander. Breathe in and out. Relax. Breathe. In and out. Focus. Tune out the rest of the world. There is only you and my voice. Nothing else matters. Listen. Take another deep breath in and let it out. Notice how relaxed you feel. How heavy, how loose, how limp your body is. It's almost as if it's sinking into the cushions, and it feels good. It feels so very good to lie here, listening to my voice, letting it guide you.
It feels so good to lie here, listening to her voice.
Breathe in and out. Focus on my voice. You are sinking down into the cushions. Sinking down.
She really has a lovely voice.
As you breathe in and out, letting go of everything and just sinking deeper and deeper down, feeling so safe and relaxed, letting go of your worries, your thoughts, and just breathing in and out. Your thoughts are fading away. Your mind is becoming empty and blank as you keep sinking deeper and deeper down.
You're sinking.
And that is perfectly all right.
And it's perfectly all right.
Because you don't have to think anymore. I will tell you what to think. All you have to do is listen and sleep. I'm going to help you, but you just have to listen to me very carefully. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Blearily, you open your eyes. Your head is spinning and foggy.
Look a little higher.
There's a soft but insistent pressure under your chin, pushing your head up.
Higher.
Your eyes come to focus on a pendant.
Come on.
Resting between a pair of gorgeous breasts.
Come on.
It's your roommate's pendant.
Look at me.
Sparkling and gleaming in the light. Your roommate's breasts, looking so soft and inviting. It is a magnificent sight. You could keep staring at it forever, but the pressure under your chin increases. You have to look higher. Lips, lovely lips, smiling at you in amusement. You love seeing her smile, seeing her happy. But she wants you to look higher still. And so you do.
Look into my eyes.
Eyes.
Look deeply into my eyes.
You meet her eyes and your heart skips a beat.
Good boy.
Your breath catches in your throat.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Her eyes. They're beautiful. No, magnificent. Breathtaking and mesmerizing.
So easy to get lost in. Yes. Just keep looking. Lose yourself in my eyes.
You always thought she was smart and funny and kind and beautiful. But her eyes, you love her eyes.
Sink into them.
Well, you love her.
Sink into them.
Why haven't you ever told her?
Sink into them.
You'll tell her.
Deeper and deeper.
No matter what happens, you'll tell her that...
Deeper and deeper.
That...
Deeper and deeper.
Why is it so hard to think?
Deeper and deeper down.
Such pretty eyes, though.
Sleep.
Yes.
Listen to me. Listen to my voice, to my instructions.
Your eyes open. What's going on? What were you doing? Why can't you remember? You look at your roommate sitting in front of you. You meet her eyes.
Relax. Everything is fine. Trust me.
Her eyes pulse, and a wave of lethargy washes over you. Yes, everything is fine.
Just sleep for me.
Such pretty eyes. It's almost as if they're glowing.
Sleep.
Her eyes pulse again, and yours become impossibly heavy. You close your eyes.
Good boy. Just sleep. Sink and sleep. Everything is fine.
Yes, everything is fine.
You trust me.
You trust her.
Sink back into that wonderful, blissful feeling.
You sink back into that wonderful, blissful feeling.
Drifting and floating.
Drifting and floating.
Just lying there, listening to my voice.
Just lying there, listening to her lovely voice.
Telling you what to think.
Telling you what to believe.
It's so easy to listen.
It's so easy to listen.
It's so easy when I do your thinking for you.
So easy when she does your thinking for you.
You don't have a care in the world.
You don't have a care in the world.
Feeling so calm, so relaxed.
Feeling so calm, so relaxed.
It feels so good to listen to me.
It feels so good to listen to her.
To let me guide you.
To let her guide you.
To listen to my words.
To listen to her words.
You can see my lips in your mind's eye.
You can see her lips in your mind's eye.
Moving as I speak to you.
Moving as she speaks to you.
They are plush and glossy.
Plush and glossy.
Glittering in the light.
Glittering in the light.
They look so soft and kissable.
They look so soft and kissable.
So inviting.
So inviting.
Think about how good it would feel to kiss them.
Yes, it would feel so good to kiss them.
What my lips would taste like.
You wonder what her lips would taste like.
and how it would feel if I kissed your cock.
And how it would feel if she kissed your cock.
Yes, you want me to take your cock into my mouth.
You want her to take your cock into her mouth.
It's all you can think about.
It's all you can think about.
My mouth around your shaft.
Her mouth around your shaft.
Take your cock out. Take it out for me. Good boy.
Dimly, you're aware that someone is touching your shaft. A hand is wrapping around it.
Now stroke it.
Is it her hand? Yours? You don't know. You don't care.
Slowly.
All you care about is that it feels good.
Imagine that I'm taking your cock into my mouth.
It's her mouth. It's got to be. It feels too good to be anything else. Her warm, wet mouth around your cock.
My lips wrapping around it. My mouth so warm and wet. Sliding up and down your shaft.
Sliding up and down.
As my tongue swirls around the head.
You can feel her tongue as it swirls around the head.
It feels so very, very good.
It feels so good to let her pleasure you.
To let me pleasure you. To let me take control.
To let her take control.
It feels so good to give in to me.
It feels so good to give in.
To feel my lips around your shaft.
To give in to her.
Sucking away at your cock. Give in to this pleasure.
To this incredible pleasure.
Give in to me.
To her.
To my will.
To her will.
Let go and sink.
To let go and sink.
Sink into the pleasure.
Sink into the pleasure.
And submit.
To submit.
Submit to my will.
To sink.
Obey and sink. Deeper and deeper.
You are singing. Submitting to her will.
And it feels good.
You want to submit.
You want to obey.
You want to please.
You want to serve.
Submitting feels good.
Obeying feels good.
You keep sinking deeper and deeper.
Deeper under her control.
Going down.
No.
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 Submitting more and more.
No.
Obey.
No. No.
Submit.
No. She is doing something to you. She is messing with your mind. You are in danger. Your eyes snap open and you jerk your hand away from your throbbing cock. Rising from your chair. You picture a roaring fire in your mind. You reach out for your power, and it responds to your call. You will make the world burn and deal with the consequences later.
None of that now.
She leans in and kisses you deeply. Her lips taste like strawberries and honey. An indescribable feeling of bliss melts your mind. Your thoughts fray as you sink back down into your chair, struggling to keep your eyes open. The fire sputters and your power slips from your grasp.
Casting spells on other students isn't allowed. The rules don't say anything about hypnosis, though, or about using magic abilities.
Her eyes flash, and another wave of lethargy washes over you.
You're fighting it so much. But let's face it, you're not cut out to be a master. Your place is to be a servant. A slave. My slave.
Panic floods your mind, and you struggle to rise.
Sit.
Your legs turn to jelly as your body betrays you. You slump back into the chair.
Let's get all of that resistance out of the way. The sooner you realise it's pointless to even try to fight me, the better.
She kisses you again. Her mouth is hot and wet and tastes divine. Her tongue dances with yours as pure pleasure engulfs you. The fire in your mind sputters out entirely as your thoughts melt away. The only thing still burning is your need. Oh, gods, you want this. You want her. You don't want this feeling to ever stop. You don't know how long you were lost in pleasure. But finally, she breaks the kiss. She takes hold of your chin and tilts your head upwards towards her face. Her glowing eyes pull you in, but you can still make out her lips moving as she speaks a single word.
Sleep.
You plunge back down into the depths of trance.
You are sleeping.
Her voice is like a tidal wave washing over you,
and
dragging you
good.
Down. You try
you
to raise your defenses,
submit.
To picture walls
to
in your mind, a
you
dam
to
keep her will at bay.
You want to serve.
But they keep submitting crumbling as they rise,
obeying
sinking down. Like they are built
you
on quicksand.
Sinking deeper and deeper.
Sinking.
Deeper
you
under
are
my
sinking.
Control.
Sinking.
Going down.
You can feel your mind growing dim
more
and dark
and more.
Again. Darkness
obey.
Is taking over.
Submit.
Your thoughts slowing down as her voice echoes in your mind.
Put your hand on your cock.
You're sinking down, and it feels so good.
And stroke for me.
Your hand moves back towards your cock, and you start stroking again.
It feels good.
It feels so good to stroke.
It feels so good. To obey.
Yes, it feels good to obey. No,
submitting
fight
more
it.
And more.
desperately you try to form the image of fire again in your mind.
Submit.
To summon a little light to fend off the encroaching darkness. But nothing comes.
Look into my eyes.
Wait.
See them before you.
A little pinprick.
Spiraling and swirling.
Yes.
They're pulling you in.
Your mind lights up again.
Give in.
Eyes. Her eyes. They're all you can see. Bright and glowing. Spiraling and swirling.
Spiraling and swirling.
Filling your entire mind.
They're pulling you in.
They pull you in.
Give in.
And you fall.
Submit.
You fall and fall and keep falling.
Fall.
Hurtling down into the depths of her eyes, the dark voids of her pupils swallowing you whole. Everything turns black once more. The next thing you're aware of is that she's on top of you. She's riding you, sliding up and down your shaft. She's naked, except for the emerald pendant between her wonderful breasts. Her magnificent breasts bouncing in front of your face. Oh, gods, it feels so good. Your mind is sinking further and further down, but you don't care. All you care about is that she is on top of you, fucking your will away. And it feels so very good. Your cock is throbbing as her pussy clenches around your shaft. You need to come. Oh, so very badly. But you can't. Not until she gives you permission.
I am your mistress.
She is your mistress.
You will obey.
You obey. You want to obey.
You will submit.
You want to submit. And you want to come. You need to come.
Give in.
You will do what she wants you to do.
Submit.
You will be what she wants you to be.
Submit to my will.
Just as long as she lets you come. Yes. You obey.
Submit to my will.
You submit to her will.
Give me control.
You give her control.
You are mine.
You are hers.
Accept it. And come.
Her servant. Her slave.
Come.
Yes.
Come.
Pure bliss floods your mind as you accept this fundamental truth.
Come.
And you come.
Come.
You awaken, as if from a very pleasant dream, feeling more relaxed than you've ever been. Your mistress is sitting in a chair, facing you. She smiles.
Welcome back. How do you feel, slave? Good. You know, I wonder if you ever figured out what magic I actually specialised in. Didn't think so. Well, there's no harm in telling you now. I'm passable at illusion magic, sure. But what I really, really excel at is compulsion. So there's no shame in losing to me. Still, your defences are pretty strong. I'm not sure I could have gotten through. Not that I ever needed to when you just let me hypnotise you. Really, you only have yourself to blame for this. You shouldn't have trusted me. It's the first thing they try to teach you. Don't trust anyone. You fail to learn. And that's why I'm sorry. I really am. I promise I will take care of you. I will make sure you are happy. But I can't be a servant. I won't be. So I need you to look at me. Look at me. You won't remember this, but you will obey. Tomorrow, you are going to do whatever it takes to get a Firedrake egg. You will break whatever rules you must. You will do whatever it takes. You will get your egg. And when I ask, you will give it to me. Do you understand? Good. You're already a slave anyway. Tomorrow they'll just make it official. I want you to forget everything that happened tonight. Forget that you're my slave until I tell you to remember. Oh, I want to pretend that things are still normal between us for as long as we can. Now go to bed. You need to be well rested for the trial. I'm sorry.
The day of the trial passed in a haze, like you were watching yourself from far away, as if in a dream. A dream in which your magic has never been more focused, more devastating. You pushed yourself to your limit and far beyond. As you stumble your way back to the entrance of the Wildlands, your body feels like it's about to fall apart. You are exhausted beyond belief, and you're pretty sure you're bruised in places you didn't know you had. Every nerve is on fire, and your head is throbbing. The pain is distant, muted somehow, just barely bearable, instead of the utter agony that you know Mage Burn should bring. It will take weeks of sleep before you're recovered from your ordeal. But none of it matters, because you did it. You did it! You see your roommate again, sitting on a boulder, and your heart lifts. She never even entered the Wildlands proper. You don't blame her. With her kind of magic, she wouldn't have stood a chance. Grief is etched on her face, but you give her a weary smile. "Hey," you say, as you pull your precious cargo from under your robes. "I got two."